This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Very serious topic today. You can probably tell by the tone of my voice. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone, listen line, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. David in Illinois is with us. Welcome, David.
How you doing?
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, I'm sure, but it's just you and me and sitting around the kitchen table, just grabbing a cup of coffee and chatting. Let's start with class. This broadcast may curl your spine. We're going to be talking about John Wayne Gacy. Let me tell you who he is. For those of you who haven't heard that name, John Wayne Gacy was born in 1942. He died in 1994. He was an American serial killer and rapist. He sexually assaulted, tortured, and murdered at least 33 teenage boys and young men between 1972 and 1978 in Cook County, Illinois, which is part of metropolitan Chicago. His murders were committed inside his Norwood Park ranch house. His victims were typically induced by force or deception, and all except one of his victims were murdered either by asphyxiation or strangulation with a makeshift tourniquet. And his first victim was stabbed to death. Gacy buried 26 of his victims in a crawl space of his home. Three other victims were buried elsewhere on his property, while three bodies of his last four known victims were discarded in the Des Plaines River. He was convicted of 33 murders. He was sentenced to death in 1980, and he spent 14 years on death row before he was executed by lethal injection at the Stateville Correctional Center in 1994. David in Illinois, is that the John Wayne Gacy that you met?
Yes, that's the guy. That's the guy that this was before he got caught, though. I had a friend that stayed with me and finished school, and we lived in the suburbs. Now, I was around a lot of police action, and moved around and hidden around a lot. So I seen a lot of things. And when the friend stayed with me, it was the summertime. Now, we had a different school system there. He did. I was pulled out of school again at that time. So they would go to school 45 days and off 15. So when the schools would switch, my dad would pull me different places and keep me there, so it wasn't so much noticed that there's a stray kid moving around. So we would go over to the river and the lakes over there every day once the weather got nice where we lived. And everywhere around us there was pretty much woods except for the subdivisions they were developing. And we would go there because that was my grocery store, okay? I didn't have food like your normal people did, so I had to go get my own food. So when my friend went there to stay with me, we were there every day because my father kind of treated him the same way as he did me. He was needing nutrition too. So we would go there every day fishing. We would do everything to try to find food. So one day we went and we took a pellet rifle because he had a bright idea to try to get a duck. So we went around through the woods and we came up through the woods and we walked up to a hill and we noticed somebody was, there was a concrete, like somebody was building something up on top of the hill. And it was kind of strange when we seen it. At first he thought maybe there was a fire. And I'm like, the fire don't clean concrete off perfect. this isn't right. And plus it was a very strange looking, it was not like a house. It was just put together like somebody was just putting anything together, filling in, you know. And it wasn't all filled in. So we went up to the center part where it wasn't filled in at, and there was clothes in there. And there was not only clothes, there was a big ball of something in the pit at the corner. And we were getting ready to go down in there because my friend said, hey, maybe there's money, because there was a pair of blue jeans in there that we noticed right away, plus some shoes and a shirt. And he wanted to see if there was money in there because he was very hungry. And when I started to go down there and look, that's when I noticed all the blood all over the clothes. And I can describe it to this day. The shoes alone, there was big blotches of dark maroon red, and where the edges were, it was like off-white, you know, where the edges of the spots were. And, you know, and every once in a while you had the cloth from, like, the clothes sticking up through where you'd have a little bit of spot of off-white there. And that's when I first noticed that. And I started to go down there looking, and my friend jumped up right away, and he said, Dave, turn around, turn around. And I said, what? He said, this guy's running over here. Turn around. Hurry. And I turned around just quick enough, and then he stopped right away, and he was dragging this kid with him. And the whole situation was very, you knew something wasn't right. My friend was nervous, and the first thing he did, he came up and he started joking with us. He said, so what you guys, what kind of gun is that, you know? And my friend didn't really want to tell him, and he said, is that a BB gun or a 22? And he just said, well, yeah, because you couldn't tell. He had a Crossman, so there you couldn't really tell from, you know, if it was that or a 22 or a pellet gun, unless you looked at it. It wasn't like the Daisy pumps that had the extra pump on it. So after he, you know, got calmer, and I kept looking back to look back, and I wanted to see what was in the big bundle down there, because there was a big ball of something in the corner. And every time I looked down there more at it, he got more nervous. I mean, this guy, I mean, he got really nervous. And then he tried, and he lied. He started lying right off the bat. He says, why don't you guys come over to my place? We can set up a range in the basement, and you can sit there and shoot all you want. And now, mind you, he said, we can set up a range in the basement and shoot. Well, that didn't go, so he had to turn it up even more. Then he sat there and he told us, now, well, I tell you what, I got a gun at home. I got a gun. We can go down there, and I shoot all the time, you know. And I'm looking. I'm like, wait a minute. This guy is in the suburbs. He's shooting in his basement, and nobody has a problem with it. And then since that didn't go on, and my friend's starting to get nervous, and I noticed him looking at the kid, because I'm looking back and forth at the both of them, because at that point I could only see out of one eye. So I'm looking back and forth, and then, you know, and see what's going on, and we started noticing the kid. The kid ain't saying a word. The kid looks terrified. And once he mentioned and said, let's go to my basement, I mean, that kid, it looked like the fear of God in his face. And that's not even really, you know, gives it justice. And my friend got so nervous when he seen that kid's face. he grabbed that rifle with the other hand, and it looked like he was going to take off. And I'm like, I'm hoping he's not going to want to go to this guy's basement. I said, I can't let him go, but I don't want to go to his basement because I already caught him lying. And so then he's starting to get more upset and nervous. And this kid the whole time is sitting there looking like, I mean, he wouldn't say a word. I mean, he was white as a ghost. His eyes were bulging out of his face. And, you know, he was just, you can't really describe it unless you're there, really. But when the kid wouldn't talk and he wasn't con enough to go, by now he said he's, you know, by the third time he told us, he said he had a whole bunch of guns and we can go down there and shoot all we want. And, you know, first he had no guns, then he had one, now he's got a whole bunch. And so then he turns to the kid because the kid won't talk, and I thought he was going to pick the kid up and throw the kid at me. He went to reach down, and he got mad, and then all of a sudden he acted like he was joking it off and laughing, and he said, talk to him, tell him it's safe, tell him nothing's going to happen to him. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? You know, then the kid, it's like somebody turned the kid on. And at first I thought the kid was a younger kid because they were standing down the hill. We were at the top of the hill because we walked up to the top of the hill where all this concrete work was being done. And, like I said, then the kid started talking. I did a double take because he had to be older than me. The kid had to be about 15. And I'm like, man, I didn't. I'm like, this kid sounded, you know, older than this guy, you know. And he was just getting very upset. I mean, and you know, and so my friend said, look, we got to go. We got somebody waiting for us. We got to go. And I was glad that he said that. And he would not let us leave. And he would not leave until we left that spot. Because I kept looking, because like I said, there was something big balled up in cloth over in the corner in that pit. But like I said, I've seen the clothes. I can even tell you, you know, I know exactly what the clothes look like. I can still see them. And all that blood all over them. And I didn't notice the blood until I went down there to go look at them. And we left and we started walking away. And my friend said, did you see that kid's face? I don't know what's going on there. Once he mentioned that basement, he said, I never seen anything like that even in a scary movie. You know.
All right, we'll continue the discussion of this situation. And you're convinced this was John Wayne Gacy?
Yeah, I'll tell you why when I get back.
All right, we'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
David in Illinois is with us in class. We're not going to give out David's last name, and you'll see why as this continues. David, what makes you believe that the man that tried to ensnare and entrap you is John Wayne Gacy, the mass murderer?
Okay. Now, I'll go back just a little bit. The reason we would go over there to that place in pairs is because they already found two bodies over there. Okay? Two boys. I'll talk about that again a little bit later, but now we did find some more things when we went to leave that day. We went to leave. He would not let us mess with whatever was in that pit. He was not going to leave and let us get near it. But the kid was still acting crazy, just weird. He acted terrified. So we left, and we wound up walking right through the woods over where they were, and we came across a cliff to go down. My friend wasn't scared of nothing. And he was so scared, he said, we got to get away from this guy. We can't risk him coming up behind us. And he said, if we try to climb down, we're going to have to find another way because I'm not losing the rifle. That's all we got. And so we finally found a way down and worked our way down. And then we crossed and went to the river and then went to the lakes on the other side where we go. But we zigzagged and went up and down different places over there so in case he was following us, we can keep an eye out. And then we went down to another cliff, and that's when we found another car ditched in the water. And it was a low, there was a lot of, you know, low, we didn't have much participation that time. And you could see where the water line went way down. And it was a little bit too cold. In other words, we were going to swim down to see what was in the car. Because where the car was, somebody put it there on purpose because they already took the plates off. And it was a pretty nice car. And if I recall, the car was a brownish color, chrome bumper. And he actually said, look, if we go down there, what just happened there with all that blood in this, we'll probably find a body down there. Yeah, we got to go. And then we wound up finding some teeth, and they're fresh teeth. And I wouldn't touch the teeth, okay? And he picked them up. He says, I don't know what around here has teeth this big, but these are fresh. You want to look at him? I said, no. I'll stay away from him. You know, so we got back after that. You know, like I said, they already found two bodies there. We got back after that, and we told our friends on the way. We took another big route back. We stopped at the lakes to get something to eat, find something to eat, and we got back. Now, we immediately told my dad when we got home, and my dad was ticked because my dad had another teenage girl home at home. My father worked in law enforcement, and he hung around with people that did that kind of thing, okay? But I didn't know who that guy was at yet, okay? They didn't know anything about him as far as the news. My father wouldn't let us talk about it. He said we were to shut up and not say a word. And Keith was more surprised that he had a teenage. He said, that girl's only in high school. And I told him, I says, that's not the first time the other girl was 14. anyways, he wound up leaving and took a plane home. He called me twice to make sure he got to their new home. And, this was a year after that. A friend of mine came up and he said, hey, did you hear about the guy over there on the news that they caught that was using kids to lure other kids and he was killing them? And I said, what? And he pointed in the direction right where we were. And I said, oh, man. And I tried to bring it up to my dad again. And he flipped out again. And he told me if I were to talk about it again, I would show up out of the hospital with a tube in my mouth. So,
Well, let's talk more about this when we come back. And let's figure out who this girl was that you're talking about, the 14-year-old, when we come back.
Okay.
David in Illinois.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A jolting February jobs report, as the government says the U.S. economy added about 20,000 jobs last month when economists were expecting to see 180,000 jobs added. It means it was the worst month for job creation since September 2017. The jobless rate fell a tenth to 3.8%. The good news in the report?
Average hourly earnings rose 11 cents to $27.66 year over year. That's up 3.4%, the highest since April 2009.
That's Kevin Cirilli of Bloomberg. The tornado affected sections of Alabama to get a visit from President Trump later today. Alabama, Georgia, and Florida all hit by a series of destructive tornadoes, but it was in eastern Alabama where 23 people were killed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
David's with us. We're talking about John Wayne Gacy. David, did I hear you say that your dad was in law enforcement and he hung around with people like Gacy? Is that what I heard you say?
Yes. Not only did he hang out, they had him hide another girl along with me because he was hiding me there. That's why they would take me to work with them and keep me there with them. They'd move me around. And the reason why it initially started, which when I was in first grade for summer, you know, when you're out of school, they took me to one of their little gatherings.
David, are you saying that your dad was part of this murderous ring, and there was more than just John Wayne Gacy and your dad involved?
They had an issue where they had kids, and they had sex. They had some of his other cop buddies were totally naked. When they first took me there, I was the only one. I did not take my clothes off. I was sitting there next to a concrete pool, and one of his police buddies was sitting there butt naked, and I did not know at that time what an erect male was, but he was, and he was trying to talk me into asking me to take my clothes off. I felt uncomfortable. I got up and went into the house that they were at and sat down, in which case people were having intercourse around me, but I did not know what that was happening. Okay?
Who's this 14-year-old girl that was at your house?
The 14-year-old girl he brought home, all I know is her name was Kitty. He brought her home. He said they needed her to hide her out. They knew he was hiding me, so they wanted him to hide her with me. And I asked her what her name was, and I asked her how old she was. So the first day he brought her home. He took her shopping to a place called Zayer, and we went into the store. They went to the female section on the left when we get in the store, and they went, got small little lingerie and came out, and she would walk around with that on when we were home, and I was only in fourth grade when that happened, and I being a young kid, you see somebody walking around, my first thoughts were, how can you wear something so small like that? It doesn't even cover you up. That was my thought, okay? I was a kid, And then all of a sudden one day, after she was there for a few months, she was gone. Never seen her.
So, Dave, are you saying that this 14-year-old girl was used as a sex slave, and that these law enforcement types were part of this, we'll call them a gang, if you will, and that your father was protecting you from his buddies? Is that what we're saying?
My father was hiding me because I went to school when I started back to second grade, and they asked me, what did we do this summer? And by this point, my father would lose control, and his babysitter was handcuffing me by my ankles to the bed. I've already had a busted up arm twice, a finger almost cut off. And so they knew something was going on with me. So when I came to school and started telling them what we did for the summer, now they started to say, wait a minute. And all the other kids were talking about it because they asked me what we did this summer that we did unusual. So I told them. And they started to observe me more. They let me sit in the class in the back by myself to do my work. Then they really paid attention because I did something unique. And I went through the second grade and most of the third grade and under a few months of school. So they were going to take me. I didn't know about this. He lost custody, but they were going to take me at school because they knew he was a cop and he had a gun. Well, he got tipped off by his buddies, and they came at night. They took me to the precinct where he was, and they kept me there. And so ever since then, they would move me around all over the place. But it's what they did to me when they kept me there and then moved me around is what's, I would like to know why God made me go through that. That's my part for me, what my nightmares are about. But all the other people that I know about that had cases and people that lost their lives that I knew about, that they would not let me go to court and talk because they could not let that agency find me. Because if they found me, those guys would lose their jobs and they'd go to jail. And he told me, if they find us and they find you, I don't have to put you down. They will. His buddies will. So when you're guarded by cops all the time, you're in bandages all the time, and when people come up to you and say, why is that kid with you guys? And my dad would tell people, criminals that are trying to get to me are doing this to him, so we have to keep him with us to keep him safe. That was one of the things that they told other people. They kept me out of school for almost a year and a half the first time, moving me around. So, you know, somebody, now I'm going to tell you, I'll go back real quick and tell you why I think that was Gacy. I was cleaning the house again about 10 years back. I was seen on TV and they talked about this other area that was right by his house where the other river was. And they said two bodies were there. They think he had something to do with them, but they didn't know. And I said, wait a minute. My dad called because he checks up on me to make sure I don't talk, or he keeps track of everything I do. And I told him, I said, don't you think we should tell somebody about this? And he said, I told you. You open your mouth. He said, you got a wife. All I got to make is a phone call. She will not make it out. So what do you do? What do you do? That's what I just got.
So you're left in a situation where you're being abused. You were left in a situation where you've been abused. The people you know have been abused. You're getting harmed. Bones are being broken, physically harmed. You can't call the police because the police are the problem. Is that correct?
Yes. And every time teachers would start to notice, they would pull me and move me somewhere else. But I'm going to tell you, every time he was ordered to take me to court, this is the shocker. I'm going to tell you where they hid me. They hid me at the research university that he was affiliated as a police officer with the other Chicago cops. And that's where, as long as they hid me there, and they used my body for medical research, the courts could not touch me. And while they were there, the first time they hid me there for almost, 6 weeks, maybe 2 months, when they were cutting me up, somebody got tipped off that I was there. And the newspaper were going to have the Harlem Globetrotters show up. And they panicked. And they said, we got to get him out of here tomorrow. They're showing up. We can't risk him showing up in the newspapers. So they had to take me out of there for the day. And I had to be brought back when they were all gone. So they didn't show me because they wanted to take pictures. They said they worried somebody tipped them off. I was there. But they did this every time. And after that, and they got tipped off, and the student doctor started having problems with what they were doing to me. So then his police buddies would guard my room every time they put me in there. So I had police buddies of his with guns guarding my room while they were bandaging me up. You know what handcuffs do to a kid that gets one meal a day and his body is suffering from deep malnutrition? People said I looked like I came from the concentration camps. The research doctors that was doing this to me, they said I should feel good about myself because if they didn't have me, they would have to practice on corpses. I was too young to know what corpse meant, so I tried to get a dictionary. And my dad asked me, what am I doing with a dictionary? I said, I want to see what corpse means. He said, dictionaries are not allowed in the house again, no more. I wasn't allowed to look at a dictionary again. So that's what, you know, That's what I've seen. And if people think that what happened to me didn't happen to me, I had an older brother. My older brother witnessed this. He was terrified that if they stopped doing this to me and he got caught, they would start doing it to him. And I will tell you this, the day we went to that place when we were kids, my brother was there. I will not tell you his name. He left the country. He tried to talk me into leaving the country, but I would have had to leave my wife and try to get her there.
David, have you ever discussed this on the radio before?
No. I started to talk about stuff on other radio shows because in order to keep him, after I left home and I did not know that he was applying for grants and getting grants from me until I was 24 years old. So he kept finding me, okay? And in order to keep them from talking to me, he started giving me classified information. He said, this way, they will never let you get on the stand.
Dave, when we come back, would you tell us what happened to your dad and what kind of experiments?
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David, I'm certain that those in class today are numb by what they're hearing. Are you saying that there was a gang of child rapists and murderers that included the Chicago police and included your father? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
What happened to your father?
My father finally died not long ago. I didn't get word. He told me that if you don't have me calling you and talking to you, that means I'm dead and you can talk. Well, I checked everywhere. This man worked. He did classified. Oh, by the way, he did the same thing when he was in the Marines and military police to the kids in Vietnam. That's where he learned it from. I seen the pictures. When I was a kid, he told me that's what we can do and get away with it. That's why we carry our badges and we keep them. Okay? But this man went, he did this. He did the police for 20 years. He went and worked at a classified air base in Nevada. That's where he left when I started working for the state because he was afraid. That's when this grant, when he was applying, saying he was still taking care of me when I was traveling around the state trying to get away from him, got shut off. So he was afraid he was going to get in trouble. So he went back to the federal government. And then he went back to law enforcement for the federal government after he left the base because he was afraid that the base was so much classified. He was afraid that it was going to get back to him about the situation with me. And plus, he was telling me the things that were going on every one of those places and sharing photographs with me. Because this way, if I knew and I was ever on court, on a stand, He said, "We will never let you talk." And I was in a situation where I was going to be on, should have been on the stand. And that's exactly why they contacted him and told him where I was. But
what kind of medical experiments did they do on you, David, at this
the first time they had me there?
Institution.
Yes. The first time they put me in there, they rushed me in and they did an eye surgery on the right eye. They did the right eye because my left arm was banged up and it needed physical therapy. So they wanted to make sure I didn't bump into nothing. That's why they started working on the right eye. The problem is I wasn't healthy enough. He was starving me, and one meal a day, and I almost didn't make it through the first surgery. That's the first time. So when I got to see the kid in the next room hauled away and passed away and found out that almost happened to me, part of me was wishing it was me. And maybe someday I'll tell you what me and the roommate tried to do to make this stuff stop. Because when every time I was there, my body was at their beck and call 24 hours a day. Now, before they left me there, my dad wanted to immediately take the other eye. And the guy says, "We can't get away with that. We can argue one, but we can't do the other one right away." And he said, "Look, I can't. It's too hot for him out there." "What about his arm?" He said, "Well, we could put a list up and teach people how to do a biopsy." So I stopped counting at 30 stitches in my arm when they went and put me through surgery to teach a group of kids, student doctors, how to do a biopsy for no reason at all. No reason.
David, are you able to mention this research hospital?
Yes.
The name of it?
Yes. I know the doctor's name. The books he put.
Do you want to do that now, or
working?
Do you want to do that another time?
I'll do it when we come back.
Well, we're done for today.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Okay, we'll do it on. Okay, David, I'll tell you what. If you feel safe, we'll have you back again. This has been absolutely riveting. We're numb.
You need to
prayers.
Wait and hear what they did to me in some of those surgeries. So, I'll be glad
David,
to come
thank
back.
You. Thank you so much for being with us.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.